You're listening to Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. The short days and chill of winter make it an ideal time to stay in and escape into a book or a film. Over the coming days, the Boise State University French Department will be showcasing several movies in the second annual Tournai Film Festival. Here to give us more details on the festival and the films that will be screened is BSU French professor Mariah Devereaux-Herbeck. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Professor, we spoke last year about the festival taking place here at the university. Well, how was it received?
I was really surprised. I was really impressed how many people came. And over the course of the six films, over 3 weeks, I felt like the audience numbers increased. So I feel like the word got out on the festival being there. And so we hope that we'll have the same happen this year.
A lot of Francophonic film buffs in Boise?
It appears so.
So let's talk a little bit about the history of this festival. It's been going on for a while. I mean, I'm not going to give any details here, but I remember going to a Tournai screening when I was in college more than a few years ago. How did this festival come about?
Great question. So it has been in existence for 24 years. It started in 95. Over that time period, the Tournai Film Festival has partnered with over 600 universities, reaching an audience of over 500,000 students and community members all across the U.S. It's housed with the cultural services of the French Embassy, which is also their subset is called FACE, or the French American Cultural Exchange in Education and Arts. And every year they provide nearly $200,000 in grants.
Tell me a little bit more about that. I mean, because it is a partnership between the school and the French government. It's not like some sort of nonprofit. What is that application process like? How do you lure in the French government?
Well, they actually come looking for you, too, because they really want you to promote French culture and cinema on your campus. So the application really wants you to also make sure that you reach out to other members of your campus, because they want it to be very clear to everyone that this is not something that only applies to people who speak French or people who are interested in French. We let them know who we're going to have present each film we're suggesting we will present in the festival, so that they see that we've reached out to the psychology department, to political science, to the Center for Gender Equity, et cetera.
So it really is, I mean, it is kind of like applying to college. You want a very good, well-rounded application.
That's true. Very true.
Huh. All right. So you've got that well-rounded application now. You've secured the grant. It is happening. What are some changes people can look for in this year's Tournai Festival versus last year's?
We still need to have six films, five that are contemporary recent films and one that's a classic film. That's part of the grant stipulation. This time, I really tried to choose films that respond to the theme of exploring diversity. Boise State has a very clear statement on diversity and inclusivity that sets out one of our goals for the university is to build and maintain a community that understands, celebrates, and values diversity. And our hope this year is that our films and our presentations that we'll have with our faculty will really respond to this goal.
So we had an email exchange, and one of the things that you mentioned was that, you know, February is Black History Month, and you are making a conscious effort to sort of link the festival to that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Definitely. So on February 1st, we will show Raoul Peck's film from 2017, which is entitled I Am Not Your Negro. This film is based on James Baldwin's unfinished manuscript, Remember This House. It's also narrated by Samuel L. Jackson, which is shocking to some people. Why do we have a film in English?
I was about to say Samuel L. Jackson speaks French.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. But I think it's a testament to Raoul Peck as a director. He's Haitian-born, but he is able to make this film quite successfully in English and cross different genres. It's really a comment on what is the history of race relations in our own country and how far we have or haven't come.
That film, I Am Not Your Negro, that is our February 1st film. Any other ones standing out to you in the lineup that you would say is an absolutely unmissable movie?
Wow. For different reasons, they all are. I would definitely say that I was shocked by how much 12 Days, the film that we have on January 25th, stuck with me. This film focuses on what has happened since France enacted a new law in 2013, whereby anyone who is placed involuntarily in a hospital for a mental illness has to wait 12 days before they can appeal and possibly leave the hospital. And so this director, Raymond Depardon, got special access to film all of these interactions with about 10 to 12 different patients as they plead their case about why they should be let out of this institution. it's very powerful. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a lot that needs to be discussed in that. And we are lucky to have Dr. April Masaryk on hand, who's from the psychology department, who might need to debrief us after the after the film, because we'll have a lot to talk about.
I can imagine there'll be a lot of questions and a lot to unpack from that.
Yeah.
Well, when is it and what time are screenings?
So the festival will be on Thursday and Friday nights, starting on January 24th and running to February 8th. The festival films start at 6 p.m. in Skaggs Hall in the Micron Business Building on the Boise State campus.
Well, Professor Mariah Devereaux-Herbeck, thank you so much for coming by and telling us about the Tournai Film Festival.
Thank you for inviting me.